And joining me now from the National Hurricane Center in Miami is NPR's Christopher Joyce. Good morning.
Hi.
And so tell us what Wilma is doing right this minute.
Well, I'm in Miami, and already we're feeling it and hearing it. Even outside this bunker of a hurricane center, we can hear the wind and see it out the window. It's coming, and the rain's coming horizontally like a hail of bullets. I think that most of South Florida is going to experience what you just heard about Naples. The hurricane is a very big one. Its intensity, as mentioned before, Category 3, 125 miles of sustained wind speed. But it's a big eye. It's 60 miles across, and the hurricane winds extend out for 90 miles in either direction from that eye, and the tropical force winds three times that. So it's a huge footprint that's going to be crossing northeast across the peninsula. It's moving quickly, 20 miles per hour, maybe even faster as it goes across the land, but that means it won't slow in terms of the wind speed. It does. The good news, I suppose you could say, is that it means that people won't suffer as long as they might have if they've been in the Yucatan Peninsula, where the hurricane did linger.
Well, since Wilma made landfall on the west coast of Florida, draw us a bit of a map here as to where Wilma is expected to go from here.
It's headed northeast, and so far they're pretty confident about their predictions. They think it's going to go up toward Lake Okeechobee, pass probably south of Lake Okeechobee, and end up in Palm Beach County, perhaps carrying a few tornadoes with it. There have been some tornadoes already reported. And then exiting Florida and heading up into the Atlantic in a northward direction. Hopefully, they think not close to the shore, but possibly touching back at Nova Scotia.
And, Chris, it's been a record year for big storms in the Atlantic. 22 named storms, so many they've run out of alphabetical letters after Wilma. That sets a new high for one season. What are the experts at the Hurricane Center there where you are saying about this?
Well, hurricanes in the Atlantic are cyclical, and there was a very busy period in the 50s and 60s when there were a lot of hurricanes in this region, and then in the 70s and 80s it was pretty quiet. And then in 1995 they really picked up again in terms of their number, and we're just in that period. The real question that's difficult to figure out that many meteorologists are looking at now is whether global warming has anything to do with this. Global warming models, the mathematical models that predict what happens with a warmer ocean, suggest that intensity will increase, but they're not sure about frequency. So we could be just going through this cycle that the Atlantic has gone through for centuries and centuries.
Well, you also wonder with 22 hurricanes if there's something you might call hurricane fatigue there down there in Florida.
Well, at the Hurricane Center, there's a lot of fatigue, although I don't know if it's from hurricanes. People here, this is their business, and every time there's a hurricane, they get to test their models, and they're frankly quite pleased in a sense that their models have worked fairly well on this hurricane, although it has fooled them a few times at the beginning. Outside of the building, yes, people in Miami and people in Florida are very tired of having to go through this. They're prepared. You drive through the area, and it's clear that people have their shutters down. Everybody, certainly businesses, have shutters over their windows, and people know well enough to stay out of the storm when it gets really bad. But even folks inside the Hurricane Center are saying that they're looking forward to December when the season ends.
Thank you very much, NPR's Christopher Joyce at the National Hurricane Center in Miami.